Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another video, another one of my Iran war updates. Now, if you happened to catch me last Monday, I told you basically nothing was happening. If you remember, I quoted George Costanza from Seinfeld. Nothing, tra-la-la, do you remember? I was the only person who said that last week on your YouTube timeline. And, well, look at the past week. Basically, nothing has happened. A couple of little skirmishes in the strait, a little bit of tit-for-tat stuff involving some tankers. I have been exercising. I've come to think that when you're tracking what's happening in this conflict, it is best simply to ignore Trump and anything he says. And also, I've been trying to cleanse my Twitter timeline by engineering it to be only kind of nostalgia stuff at the moment, okay? I.e., the less information you have, the better when it comes to judging what's happening, okay? If you have a look, another deadline came and went, more bluster was spoken, more threats were made and they're not carried out. It's just exactly the same as it was last week. Nothing's changed whatsoever. At some point on my phone, I got a notification, you know, those ones that come up where it kind of pushes some newspaper article. I think it was from the Telegraph saying that Trump's blockade had been broken and that tons of Iranian ships had gone through. That came up. But frankly, as I said last week, none of this stuff matters because if the war resumes, you'll know about it. Hasn't resumed. As far as I can see, the ceasefire is kind of holding. As things stand. And yet you may be thinking, well, how come then all of my timeline has been telling me something is going to happen soon? And just like I said last week, the reason for that is because everybody needs something to say every single day. And so, yeah, I'm content that I called it correctly last week. And this week I will continue to do that. We're going to be talking about the latest assassination attempt. That's the really the big news, the assassination attempt. And if you just want a very quick take from me, if you don't want to watch my extended analysis past this first 5 minutes, I can give you a very quick take. The Trump assassination attempt, the best way to pass it is simply America is talking to itself. America is talking to itself. That's all you really need to take away from this video. I'll explain in a minute what I mean by that. Before we get going, though, pick up a course from the academic agency, Trivium, the bestseller, Mega Bundle, the most efficient way to get most of my courses all in one place. If you get the Mega Bundle plus Foundations of Shakespeare, you'll get all of the courses personally done by me. There are courses also available from other people. Check them all out. Buy it now. Okay, so, you know, if you couldn't help, but it's, you know, again, as much as you try to ride the tiger, as much as you try to ignore these things, the news has a habit of forcing its way through. And, you know, if you spent all weekend touching grass, as I recommended, you may have missed the fact that there was another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And again, many other people that you will watch this week will have spent time studying the footage. They will have developed all sorts of theories as to what happened. I'm going to be frank with you, friends. I've done none of that. I have not watched the footage. I have not gone into the ins and outs because I've been around long enough to know that I can basically predict what every other person will say about this, knowing nothing else other than the detail that there was another assassination attempt on Donald Trump, okay? And I'll go through what some of those narratives will be, okay? The main thing that you need to know is that this means that this week, America spends time talking to itself, okay? The narrative, the conversation, the discourse becomes a domestic concern again, rather than talking about the Iran war or anything else. Okay, so if you want, there's been a tempo change, and that is what the assassination attempt has produced. Okay, regardless of how it came about, the actual upshot is that now, for this week, the discourse, the attention, the focus will be domestic as opposed to on foreign affairs. Okay. What are the narratives going to be? And again, I have watched no videos, but my Twitter feed is exclusively people tweeting old pictures of country cottages and pro wrestling and old video games and stuff like that. So how am I possibly going to have any insight? Well, just knowing the state of the discourse, I can tell you. Okay, I will say, for the interest of transparency, a couple of tweets did come through, okay, because Elon Musk controls Twitter, which means, you know, various things are going to force their way through despite my best efforts to ignore them. One of the things I know is that many MAGA influencers all tweeted out at the same time, and in fact somebody has collated all of them, saying that this assassination attempt shows that Trump needs a ball, his ballroom. That was one thing I saw. Okay, how those two things are connected, I don't know. Something to do with the security guarantees that this ballroom is going to be like secret or something, right? It's going to be harder to get into, so something like this assassination attempt couldn't happen. Okay, that's one thing I do know that I've seen there. I also happen to know that so a lot of people said, well, oh, is this really about the ballroom? And then there were enough people saying that it was countervailed by other people who said, actually, this is about introducing new spying powers that are going to be granted to Palantir Pfizer. Basically, it's going to give the government greater powers to spy on the citizenry. So that has been another thing that I saw that came through Twitter. Nothing else I'm about to say I have actually seen with my own eyes. I just kind of know it. I feel it. I'm at the level now where, like Yoda, I can just sense what people are saying without even needing to see it. Okay? So let's go through the various different groups. One group of people are, I guess, what you'd call the rightoids. What will the rightoids be saying at this moment up and down your timeline? I suspect they'll be saying, look, we told you the real enemy is the left. We let them get away with Charlie Kirk. How many times is this going to happen? You know, they're trying to shoot our president. Okay, and this is the work of the left. So we need, while there's still time, to put the fight to the left. All of you people who've been going on about foreign affairs and whatnot, you need to wake up and you need to see that the real fight here is against the left. Okay, that will be one strong narrative that is pushed by certain people. You know, that's their belief. And because it's their belief and because everybody, due to the nature of confirmation bias, due to the nature of how the human mind works, will keep on doubling down on what their existing view is. So there'll be a cohort saying that, you know, this morning or last night or whatever else. I haven't seen it. I just know. I just know there'll be some people pushing that narrative. And of course, behind it is, look, you better get serious about supporting Trump again. You better get serious about supporting the GOP again, because once the Democrats are back in, look, it's going to be open season. It's going to be open season. Look, if they can just walk into the White House and try to kill our president, imagine what they're going to do to you, blah, 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 blah. That will be one narrative that's doing the rounds. Another narrative will be that will be doing the rounds. And again, I haven't seen it. I just know it's happening, okay, because I've been around the block. Another set of narratives that will be doing the rounds is, it was Mossad, it was Israel that done this. That this, again, was a staged event and it was done by Israel. There'll be people pushing that right now, without doubt. Another narrative related will be, well, we can't know for certain if it was Israel that what done it, but we can say for certain that this was fake and staged, right? There'll be lots of people saying, analyzing the footage and saying, well, look, Trump was in a hole. He needed something to change the narrative. He needed something to get people back on side. And one of the ways to do that is another, you know, the assassination attempt, the one where he raised his fist in the air, gave him a huge popularity bump. And so this one was also fake. And I will tell you that, I mean, I spent most of yesterday in kiddies parties. I took my daughter to a bunch of, two different parties. And in one of them, I was having some normie conversation with some normie parents, okay? And, inevitably Trump came up and, they asked me what I thought of it. And I said, well, I just think he's a mad king. I thought, well, I'm not going to get into details with normies. I'll just say, it's kind of socially acceptable to say, well, he's a mad king, okay? One of the women, she just came up and again, completely, this is just normie chatter, just said, again, unprompted, oh, I think the assassination attempt was fake. Not this one, the previous one where he raised his fist. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And she said, oh, yeah, I think he did it himself. I think he did it because if you track, he had a massive popularity bump after the assassination attempt, and that locked him into being president again. And then she said, well, given that that one was fake, I wouldn't be surprised if this one was fake. Okay, this is the sort of chatter that goes on in abject normie world. The middle-class parents talk this way in 2026, okay? I was kind of, I wasn't surprised, to be honest, because it's one kind of set of conclusions you can come to. I would say, judging on that, I mean, I know it's anecdotal, that's probably a fairly widespread belief at this point. And I did see in the run-up to this assassination attempt, quite a lot of people were questioning the other. Like, it was, in a way, people were being primed, okay? And I'm not saying this was deliberate. I'm just saying this was the actual effect of it. People were being primed to think that the old assassination attempt was fake. The new camera angle emerged, whatever it was. And the reason for that is because they were showing a previous assassination attempt where Trump didn't react in the same heroic manner that he did in that one, that he kind of cowered. And that was, they were saying, oh, that one was real, that the one where he cowered, this one was fake, the one where he raised his fist. That was in the run-up to this happening. So obviously those people who believe that that one was fake are also going to, they've been primed to think, well, this one is fake, okay? So that is going to be, I would say, the lion's share of takes are going to be along those lines. Some will be on the right side, oh, we have to take the fight to the left. Look, they think they can just get away with this, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of other people, regardless of where they're coming from, will just say, well, this was fake. And some people, as I said, will just say, well, look, this is about these FISA powers, or giving Palantir and Peter Thiel and the ability to spy on everybody. There'll be people who give those sorts of takes. And there'll be those people who say, well, it was just Israel. It was just Mossad who'd done it. Why Mossad would do this, I don't know. And maybe they want the war to start. Who knows? Frankly, doesn't matter. Frankly, from our point of view, this is just America talking to itself. You could say, well, this is a pretty schizophrenic way of talking to itself, but America is a schizophrenic country. And it has to be understood almost in an esoteric way, okay? So regardless of who's behind it, regardless of why it happened, a lot of people, I suspect, will say, well, look, this is kind of unusual. Trump doesn't usually go to these things, they'll say. They'll say, how is this bloke just waltzing into the White House and taking a shot? How is this possibly happening? All these sorts of questions will be coming out. I don't know the answer to those questions. And frankly, as always with these things, we'll never know. Just like with Charlie Kirk, just like every other time something like this happens, we'll never truly know the answer. But what it does give people, what it gives all content creators, is something to talk about. Something that's not the Iran war, something else, which is a boon. Everybody's probably the Scarface meme. Brilliant, we get another thing to speculate about endlessly. So that's basically it. That's any other take? I mean, there will be those, leftoids, the hateful leftoid, who will be like, oh, it's a shame he missed. There'll be some people who will have that as the take. You know, it's a shame the comrade missed. I'm sure that will be a take as well. So there you go. The whole spectrum of take. I've saved you hours of watching content. You can just get them from me without looking at anything. I've done no studying. I've watched no footage. I have watched no videos of other people, and I have ignored my Twitter. I've ignored Twitter. And yet, I can pretty much guarantee you this will be the discourse this week. I'm trying to save you time here. My video last week saved. I mean, if you spent the last week fretting about is the Iran war going to start? Is Trump going to follow through on his threat? Is he going to taco again? Blah, 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 blah. Just ignore everything. Just ignore everything he says. Easy. Absolutely easy. And when it comes to this, I mean, frankly, does it matter? It would have been a story if Trump was hit, I guess, but he wasn't, was he? So, you know. Yes. And just like I said, with the Keir Starmer, I said, all those people said Keir Starmer's about to go. He's on the brink, blah, blah, blah. Still there. And this will be my video tomorrow when I talk about how Keir Starmer didn't actually resign either. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying your spring, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a few things in the pipeline. My gaming channel, AA Gaming, lost its monetization in the past week because I have not uploaded to it in a year. And YouTube says, look, if you don't upload to things, we're not going to keep you monetized. So as a result of that, I have decided to embark on quite a big project where I will be uploading daily to the AA Gaming channel, going through the best game of the year, starting in 1983. In fact, I'm going to start, the first video is going to be the best game before I was born. I was born in 1982. And then we're going to go through 83, 84, everything. And we're going to go all the way up to the present year, where I give you my pick for the best game, four runners up, and then a bunch of honorable mentions. It'll be it'll be educational as well. If you don't know much about games, you can follow along. I'm going to be doing that soon in a bid to get stuff done for AA Gaming and get its monetization back. You know, I'm an open book. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm doing it because AA Gaming has been neglected and YouTube has given me a nudge, but I take it as an action point. That's YouTube saying, hey, look, you've neglected this little side channel. Get and do something on there. So lo and behold, you get some, if you're into games, you can follow along, when I start that. Don't know when I'm going to sit down and record them all. But when I get them up and running, I will look out on your community tab and I'll give you the link so you can follow me on there. If you haven't subscribed to AA Gaming, you should subscribe to it as well. All right. Well, that didn't take long, did it? 20 minutes to talk about the Trump assassination attempt. Fascinating as ever. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency and join me tomorrow where I'll talk about Keir Starmer, and office hours will be back. Bye, everyone. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.